and welcome to the Phase Theory Collective podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Barrett, and we're broadcasting to you from California Central Valley in August of 2016. Now, this is the second PTC podcast, and today we'll be broadcasting an interview I did last year in London with the great Roberto Mancini. Roberto is a virtuoso saxophonist, composer, band leader, and producer, and really is peerless as a saxophone player and session musician. We'll be speaking to him about his most recent album, Lifelight, which he produced, by which I mean he composed all the songs, features himself in it, booked all the musicians, mixed, mastered, and recorded it himself, and then is acting as his own distribution, and essentially as his own record label as well. So he's got a lot of really interesting things to say, and he's made some really interesting music, which we'll be showing you as well, and it's all from this album, Lifelight. So anyway, more on that later, but I just wanted to update you as to how this concert we recently put on went. And it went really well. The PTC's been in Fresno for about 4 months now, something like that. And we put on Studies in Contrast, this chamber music recital in Northwest Fresno. We felt that there's some really wonderful music going on in Fresno, but that there could be a lot more going on. So we'll be doing this every 2 months, and we had our debut gig on July 20th at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Northwest Fresno, as I said. And we were really overwhelmed with the response. Well over 120 people came out. Donations were significant. Interest was very significant in the music we were making. The audience seemed very engaged. And I've heard from a number of you who've contacted me to ask about the next recital, which we're still in the process of putting on. It takes a good deal of work to do it, but we're getting there, and we'll update you through the Facebook, our Facebook page, and Twitter as well, when we've got that all done and dusted. So I'd like to announce here, if you haven't seen it already, that as a result of these donations, we're going to be able to commission a new piece of music for the two ensembles that performed at this recital. So the one ensemble is Sequoia Brass, and the other was Impetus Percussion. Now, Sequoia Brass I've been playing with since I was about 14. I founded it with a great trumpet-playing friend and colleague of mine called Joshua Silver, who's the second trumpet in the Eugene Symphony at the moment. And though he didn't join us this time, I was joined by Braden Salvatore on trombone, Christopher Golden on horn, and Pierce Yamaoka on trumpet, and it was a real pleasure to be able to play with all of them again. Now, Impetus Percussion is made up of Michael Downing, Robert Strong, Sarah Basiletti, and Adam Peartz, and they played an absolutely extraordinary set of percussion quartet music, much of which they've commissioned specifically for their ensemble. And if you were there, I think you'd probably be able to attest to how remarkable their performance really was. They filled up the whole stage, and I've really never heard anything like it. We'll try and broadcast some on a later podcast if I can get permission from Impetus. But I'd like to thank all of them, and I'd like to thank the audience for donating towards this commission to get some music written for both ensembles to be played at the same time. Now, every university has a brass quintet, and every university basically has a percussion quartet. But there is next to none in the way of repertoire that both of those ensembles can play together. So we like ensembles and musicians getting together to play, and we really can't think of anything more perfect than an audience choosing directly to pay for a new commission by local ensembles to be played in their local area and premiered in their local area. It's really what the Phase Theory Collective is about. So thank you very much for that. Now, without further ado, let's hear a little bit of Roberto Mancini's music from the album Life Flight. Thank you. That was Roberto Mancini and his ensemble playing his composition No 33rd Street Samba, and that's off of his most recent album Life Flight. Now, we're about to broadcast this interview that I did with Robbie last year, just before I came over to California, and I actually, you know, I had listened to it since I recorded it, and in the making of this podcast, I obviously have, and there's some really profound stuff this guy talks about. I'm glad we managed to record it. I'm not sure if you've heard of Roberto Mancini, also known to me as Robbie, but if you haven't, I can just about guarantee he's the best saxophonist walking the planet today that you haven't heard of. And that's because he is not a great self-promoter. He doesn't really need to be. He's such a peerless session musician that he kind of makes a living pretty easily just based on word of mouth. But he does. He doesn't just play second fiddle, and he doesn't just sort of play in other people's ensembles. Although, man, if you want a saxophone player, you'd be hard pressed to find somebody better for your ensemble than Robbie. But we had this conversation because he's a great creative mind. I mentioned that he's a, you know, not only a saxophonist but a composer, producer, band leader, and many other things as well. But he's also a thinker, a bit of a philosopher, and that makes for a good podcast, as you'll hear later. So let me just introduce him, so that you have some idea of where this guy came from. He talks a little bit about it, but here's the overview. He was born in Italy, in Rome, in 1966 to Eastern European refugees who were also musicians. He then went on to Milan to study classical clarinet, I believe, he said. You know, after that, moved very quickly into working in television and radio. He played in the main clubs in Milan, was part of the Tony Scott Jazz Quintet, and then was featured in, you know, all the sort of stuff you do in radio and television, as well as performing regularly through Italy and through all of Europe. So, I mean, he played with all the greats, Renato Celani, Bruno De Filippi, Gianni Cazzola. He's played with James Brown, Martha Reeves and Vandellas, Donna Summer, Jim Mullen, Harvey S., Pino Palladino, Jason Rubello. I mean, the list goes on. He now lives and works in London, which is where we recorded this conversation. So I hope you enjoy our interview with Roberto Mancini.